Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. Find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can I find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Astros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Astros.
All right, and guys, thank you for making Locked On Astros podcast your first listen every day. Use the hashtag first listen whenever you're talking about the Locked On Astros podcast, and go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube, and go ahead and like us, and go ahead and listen to the audio version, whether it's on Odyssey, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you listen to us every day as your first listen. So speaking of which, let's go ahead and address the big news of days, and I guess that would be that Jake Meyers underwent a successful surgery to repair a labral tear in his left shoulder today. He is not expected to return to game competition before opening day. So that means spring training is out. And so he's probably going to have to take maybe a month in maybe rehab in the minor leagues, if not much. So I would expect that him not to return. I mean, that this is assuming that there's not any type of stop in gameplay or anything. But I would assume that maybe he'll return in May, maybe June. How does this affect the plans, Brett?
Well, you know, right now it looks like it. I mean, for all intents and purposes, there is a platoon out there. You got Chaz McCormick. You got Jose Siri. You also have Pedro Leon, who will be vying for a spot as well. I know they've been working him at short and at center field, but if he's got versatility, why wouldn't you throw him in there every once in a while like you did Jose Siri? The cool thing is we have, I think, a decent platoon. Jake Meyers, you let that torn labrum get healed up. You let him come back strong, and you let him compete like they did. They kind of pushed each other. These young center fielders pushed each other. McCormick and Straw pushed each other before Straw got traded. McCormick and Meyers pushed each other. Jose Siri came in, provided a spark plug. I see the name Starling Marte being thrown around, but why would you trade with the division foe? Here's the thing. The trade scenarios, Eric, I've been thinking a lot about lately. Why are we going to trade assets that we have? We don't have many tradable assets when we can go out and get people and pay money for them. And a lot of people we're trading for, Eric, we're only getting 1 or 2 years control versus giving away 5 or 6 years of control, because a lot of our guys that are tradable are the younger guys. So I think center field, Eric, is going to be a platoon situation. I do not see them going out and getting a center fielder. James Click squarely said their number one goal is you know, signing Carlos Correa. And they also said they want to go out and get relief pitching. They're fine with starting pitching. I don't see them going out to get a starting pitcher, Eric. They got six. And that answers my plea. Remember, please make Christian Javier a starter or trade him. What do? I think they listen to the show, Eric, because they are eyeing him as another starter because he's been phenomenal as that.
I know, and I think you addressed this on yesterday's show, but James Click said that a lot of people see Christian Javier as a reliever, and he said, no, after this year, we want to up his innings. We want to put him in a rotation. We want to see what he can do in rotation again, because they had a lot of arms this year. They signed Jacob Arizzi, and just keep in mind that this guy probably has 2 more years on his deal. So remember, he has the 22 Jacob Arizzi. He has the 2022 the guaranteed option. Then he has the player option for the 2023 season. And so how much that depends on how many innings he pitches in 2022. So just let that sink in that Jacob Arizzi gets to decide if he gets to come back in 2023. But I know that we're talking about this. I don't see the Astros making a lot of trades, especially with the uncertainty about what's going to happen with the CBA and everything about are we going to have baseball? Are we going to have a shutdown? I just don't see a lot of trades. And if there are going to be trades, it's going to be late in off season. I feel like we're going to have a total just shutdown for a while here. So I think you see a lot of people going out there and saying, hey, let's try to get some deals done. And that's what Brian Cashman is trying to do. He's trying to go out there and say, hey, Carlos Correa, how you doing? And he's trying to throw out that $300 million and to Corey Seager and everything. And Yankees fans are like, no, we don't want that cheetah. We don't want that cheetah. And Cashman's like, have you seen this guy play? And so
Yankees fans will have a whole plate of crow that they'll have to eat if they end up signing him. But Eric, I really think Seager is their guy. And the reason why is because he's a left-handed bat. I know Seager's not the defensive shortstop that Carlos Correa is, but Seager is a left-handed bat that they desperately need in that lineup. Carlos Correa, I really see him going to Detroit. I really don't see – if he doesn't sign in Houston, I see him reuniting with A.J. Hinch. But here's the thing. I think the Yankees go hard after Verlander, and I think the Yankees go hard after Corey Seager. I don't know that they go super hard after Correa because you can get Seager at a cheaper price. You probably don't have to go as many years. And they've got to think about Aaron Judge is going to need to be signed around the corner. So they're going to have money for that as well.
Yeah. So I know that a lot of people are saying that Correa, what the Astros offered, the 5-year, $160 million offer, that's not even close to where he was expecting. And the market is that he's going to get an eight to 10 year deal. So what are the Astros doing? I know we talked about this on an earlier podcast. It's just a starting bid, but it just kind of shows that, hey, a lot of people are saying, well, the Astros are not even showing that they're even interested in retaining their star. And so I know there's a lot of options. I heard you talking about on as is one of the that James Click seems to be super high on, or not high on? I forgot.
No, he is. No, yeah, he is. He said he has proven to be, to play shortstop at an all-star level, and we have him. He said we have Jeremy Pena. They were really impressed with him. He said we also have Pedro Leon. They are looking to solve that problem internal if they lose him. And so that is the angle they're taking. There was one starter from the Giants that we talked about last night, Eric, that I think the Astros, if they did go after anybody, would go after DeSclafani from the Giants. And, you know, Larry, the GM, said he's got them adding one starter, and that's him, because he only comes in at $9 million. I think you can get an arm like that to solidify this, but –
right.
What do you do with Odorizzi? Odorizzi, I know people don't like Odorizzi. I know people don't have a lot of faith in him. And
he
could
play the Christian Javier role.
He could. He could play that role.
And keep him under the innings role.
Right. Or, you know, I mean, is Odorizzi built to where he can come in and eat up 4 or 5 innings in a game and be a Brad Peacock type guy and make a spot start if he has to? I don't know that you need to go with the 6-man rotation. I know Johnny Munoz mentioned earlier in the comments, so he's like, we need a starting pitcher because most of our starting pitchers didn't go beyond 4 innings. I think next year will be different.
Yeah.
I mean, it will.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet on Jake Odorizzi being a Brad Peacock type of guy, but who knows? Speaking of which, let's talk about betonline.ag.
Well, you know, we're back and better than ever with the new web interface and the start of basketball season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from basketball, football, baseball, postseason, and off-season and free agency, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Okay, so I know that we're kind of talking about Jake Meyers, but if he's hurt to start the season, then that leaves Chaz McCormick and Jose Siri and a couple other options, maybe
Pedro Leon.
And so who's going to be the starter opening day for the Astros? Who do you think?
The starter, if it's not Meyers, I think unless
Meyers,
there's a...
No, Meyers
no, is no, right, out. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, no. If Meyers is off the table, Siri would have to do a lot, I think, in spring training to beat out Chaz McCormick. Pedro Leon could come on and be a surprise in spring training. But I think you would give it to Chaz McCormick because of the experience he has right. on the field. And he has shown to be a very decent glove in the outfield. So I think he would be your starting center fielder unless they go randomly sign somebody, which I doubt they will. And then Siri is your backup. Pedro Leon has got to wow and woo and impress and do amazing things in spring training to leapfrog either one of those guys. I think it's Chaz McCormick's to lose. I think it's his spot right now with Myers being out.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And unless they go out and make a trade, I just see that happening. And I don't think that they're good. They have the farm system really to go make a big blockbuster or game-changing trade. They really don't, unless you want to trade somebody like Corey Lee. I see a lot of people saying Corey Lee instead of Stubbs, but just keep in mind that we have Martin Maldonado up and Jason Castro still next year. So these guys are still under contract, and so you can't Corey Lee will be up at some point next year. He's proved that he is ready. He's probably going to get a few more, maybe a month or so, and they'll probably have to worry about the Super 2 thing with him as well. In case if he is supposed to be the superstar type player, but they may wait on him. But so we'll have to see. But I don't know the situation. I know spring training is a long way away, but it just sucks that Jake Myers just shows this different type of player. Nothing against Chaz McCormick.
But well, you know,
he just plays at this different level.
Jake Myers is a typical blue collar player. Well, I mean, I think all our center fielders are what you would call your classic blue collar player. They work hard, they grind, but it is something, just seems to be something different there about Jake. Maybe it's honestly being raised on a farm in Nebraska, going to the University of Nebraska, having a head coach in Darren Erstad, you know, and so at the end of the day, it just seems like you would go with McCormick because of Myers' absence. But once Myers comes back, he's definitely going to be jockeying for that starting role. Eric, do you want to move on to the all MLB team? Do you want me to give the seven nominees for the all MLB team this year?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So the all MLB team was, the nominees were announced tonight on MLB Network. Robert Flores, friend of the show. Yuli Gurriel at first base is one of the nominees. Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa at shortstop, Kyle Tucker in right field, Yordan Alvarez, I believe, for DH, Ryan Pressly for relief pitcher, and Lance McCullers Jr. for starting pitcher. Now, of those seven players, Eric, who do you think is most likely to get the first team all MLB out of those seven?
It's pretty tight to be, I mean, close, because if you look at the nominees, I mean, it's not just like between three players. I mean, there's
right. There's a ton of nominees. 10
players. There's yeah. 10 players in the, well, I guess second base only has 9, then shortstops have 10. The designated hitter, I would say, well, I guess you got Shohei Ohtani. So that's kind of hard. So Alvarez is drawing Ohtani, Nelson Cruz, JD Martinez, and Giancarlo Stanton. So I would say that Ohtani, based on the year he had, he may get some votes there. But guys, you got to get out there and vote. This yeah. is a voting type thing, right?
Yeah, this is a voting type thing. But I think the most likely is Correa. I think the second most likely is Yuli Gurriel. I think the only thing that holds Yuli Gurriel back outside of Houston, I don't know how popular he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If this is your classic popularity contest all-star game vote, Correa may be the only for sure voted on player. I think it's between Correa, and then I think 2 and 2A would be Tucker and Yuli. I think Altuve may be third. But I don't see McCullers getting it. I think Presley's underrated as a closer. Yordan, I mean, people like him, but people don't love him because they don't really know him. And so, like you said, if it was three or four players, it would be a little easier to draw that distinction, right?
Right.
But, I mean, this is a talented squad, Eric. And regardless if we bring Correa back or not, 8 of our 9 players are coming back. And we've got all these players in the wings we're talking about. Leon, Corey Lee, Hunter Brown. I mean, the sky's the limit. Did you hear the update on Forrest Whitley that I gave?
No, I didn't get that far in the podcast. I'll have to listen on the way to work tomorrow.
Okay, well, I will not spoil it for you totally, unless you want me just to spill the beans right now.
You might as well just go ahead.
So Forrest Whitley is going to be ready mid-season. He won't be ready opening day. And James Click said, as long as his elbow is as long as his elbow is in good shape and he's feeling good, they fully expect to see what Forrest Whitley has to offer. And he said,
"Forrest Whitley is going to be the pitcher that we expected." I did hear.
He will be the pitcher that you all expected him to be coming out of high school. Those are big words. That is a high bar to fill. And like Dusty Baker said when he first got here, heavy is a head that wears a crown. And so he's still got pressure on him. And a lot of people have let that ship sail. They're like, Forrest Whitley, whatever. I'll believe it when I see it, right? He may be a late season call-up, Eric. He may be a September call-up to eat up some innings and come up. And while, you know, he's pitched in some preseason games at Minute Maid, didn't do super great. But at the end of the day, we just hope we get something out of this kid because there's so many high hopes on him.
Right. And so, guys, to kind of wrap up on this all MLB team, you've got to get out there and vote because do you remember that map on who America wanted to win the World Series? And there was only Texas and wasn't it like Delaware that wanted the Astros to win? It was like two states and the rest of the states wanted the Braves to win. So I don't know if you know this, but people outside of Texas don't like us too much. So you might want to go out there and go to MLB.com/all MLB and vote for your Astros to be a part of the all MLB team. So go do that. Once again, it's Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Carlos Correa, Yuli Gurriel, Lance McCullers, Ryan Pressly, and Kyle Tucker. And that's a great bunch right there. And unfortunately, one of those guys will most likely not be on the team next year. I know we already talked about that. And I don't want to keep on dwelling on that, but it's just a shame. But you know what's not a shame? Making a Locked On Astros podcast your first listen every day, whether that's watching the YouTube video, thank you, and keep on subscribing, keep on liking it, and or the audio version, like I'll listen to the rest of the podcast from the other day with Brett and Rip Griffin and on the way to work tomorrow, and just listen on Odyssey, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make Locked On Astros podcast your first listen. So I just want to kind of before we close out the show, I don't know if you got to this, but Jake Odorizzi, after game six, he said that I was ready if the opportunity presented itself and I was pretty rested and everything since game one. So I just wasn't asked upon. When you're in the bullpen, you just kind of wait for the phone to ring and somebody to call your name. I was never called, but I was more ready to get in there. That's how it shakes out. So I'll go home and be a dad, enjoy my kids, and get ready for next year. And when you had James Click asked if there was some distrust or if they didn't really trust him, or this is what he said. I wouldn't say there's distrust. I think the opportunities might not have been what exactly Jake wanted. I certainly don't want to speak for him, but I think he certainly showed in spurts and flashes what he's capable of. I think by the end of the year, he was showing the all-star form that he had from a few years ago.
So. Yeah, exactly. And you know, one of the, you know, to you know, talk about this and this team going forward, someone asked, Eric Martinez says, are the Astros' best days behind them? I don't think they're behind them. Now, best days, what's your definition of best? Is your definition of best going to the World Series or winning it? Because they're going to go back to the ALCS. Bookmark it today. November 10th, 2021, H-Town Wheelhouse said that the Houston Astros are going to make it back to their sixth straight ALCS. I don't know. I don't know who they're going to have on their roster. I don't know what their rotation is going to look like in the playoffs. But come the playoff time, they'll be ready. The Astros have plenty. Someone asked about international signings. I don't know who is ready to come up other than Pedro Leon. There are some other big arms, and there are some young Cuban pitchers. And, Eric, if we don't sign Correa or Verlander, we have low picks coming to us. We have draft picks we're going to be getting. The future is bright in Houston, Texas. Now, we may not, after this year go back to the ALCS for a seventh straight year. But I think we have at least one more under our belt. If Carlos Correa stays, I think that solidifies your chances for the future. But then again, it's so hard to predict from year to year. This year was still different because we're still coming off the shortened season. Next year, we're coming off a regular season of 162 games. I'm thinking, Eric, that next year injuries will go down quite a bit because they've had a full regular season. And maybe Odorizzi actually gets his chance to shine and start the year on a regular pace.
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll see if he's even in a rotation. It depends on what the Astros go do. They could go crazy and go get Max Scherzer. I'm not saying they are, but they could they could go do it. I could be
dreaming. I think he's staying in LA. I think that I don't think the Dodgers let him go.
Yeah. So these are guys that were offered a qualifying offer. So I'm not saying the Astros can go after these guys. I just want to you're talking about the picks the Astros are getting back. These are picks the Astros would have to give up to go get. If with a qualifying offer. So Freddie Freeman, not a chance. Eduardo Rodriguez, he would be an interesting guy to go get. Nick Castellanos, I don't think the Astros
Nick
would
Castellanos,
go get him.
No.
Trevor Story, that's a guy I think the Astros would probably go get if they lose Carlos Correa. Correa, Verlander, Rossiel, and Iglesias, I don't think they go get him if there's a pick included. Corey Seager, I don't think the Astros go after him unless... Because if you're going to go after him, why not go after Correa? Chris Taylor, I know you're talking about him on yesterday's show. You can tell me what you said. I didn't get that far. Michael Conforto, Noah Syndergaard. I think Noah Syndergaard is going to accept that qualifying offer. Brandon Belt, Robbie Ray, and Marcus Semien.
Yeah, I believe.
The bad thing about Justin Verlander, I think James Click is kind of hand-tied right now until November 17th. That's the deadline for these guys to accept the qualifying offer because he's not going to go out and go pursue any free agents because what if Justin Verlander says, okay, yeah, I'll accept it, and he goes out and signs a free agent, then you're going to have some issues. So, all right, go ahead.
So here's what I'm thinking. Justin Verlander, he's gone. Justin Verlander's not coming back. I think Jim Crane was giving PR lip service to bringing him back. I don't see him coming back. I am trying to think through all the names of those free agents that you listed. I do not see Robbie Ray leaving the Blue Jays. Brandon Belt is going to be staying where he's at. Kevin Gausman's going to be staying in San Francisco. Max Scherzer's going to stay in LA. Corey Seager's going to New York. And so Michael Conforto, I'm not even interested in him. Chris Taylor, definitely interested. Intriguing, great player, amazing hitter, clutch hitter. I would be totally interested in that. Noah Syndergaard would want too much anyways. Freddie Freeman, no, not a chance. Eduardo Rodriguez, no, not interested. Castellanos, other than that call, Castellanos goes deep to left, no, I'm good. Marcus Semien, sorry. Forget you, Marcus Semien. You're done. I don't want you. If I don't get Trevor's Story, I like the in-house options. You know what? I am okay. I am okay with Diaz and Peña and Leon platooning at short. I really am. I'm okay with that. Diaz needs more at-bats. Diaz got hot. And, you know, you've got Peña in the wings, and he can be a great utility guy. You're not going to have Jake Myers. Peña could go from short to center. You could play that card very well. And so, at the end of the day, Eric... I'm going to be shocked if they go out and get a starting pitcher. I think they're going to go for some relief pitching if they don't re-sign Kendall Graveman, which they need to. But Kendall Graveman, if you look at his fitbacks and you look at some of his numbers, they're not super great. So he may be getting a contract bigger than what he may actually be worth. So I guess only time will tell.
Kendall Graveman, I think his numbers went down with the Astros. I think that I don't know why, but I think they maybe tried to do something or didn't try to help him enough, but there was some reason. But I'm not sure if you talked about this, and I know on this podcast a lot of people have been saying, hey, why don't you move Alex Bregman to shortstop?
But James Click
did address this, and he said that he preferred he said he kind of downplayed the whole Alex Bregman to shortstop thing. He said, good. I would highly doubt it. I would have to talk Alex about that. I know there's been discussion, discussion about that in the past, and that he has done that in the past. But by large, we're very happy with his defense at third base and feel very good with him in that position. I don't want him to get too cute by half and try to jam a square peg in a round hole.
So, yeah. Yes. Last night I said, do not come on this show and tell us Alex Bregman should play shortstop, because you're not going to come on the show and tell me that Kyle Tucker should be a starting pitcher. And I know there was a viral clip that someone put out with Martin Maldonado when he was with the Brewers, threw a scoreless inning, got induced some ground outs, got out of an inning, actually pitched. But Martin Maldonado is not going to be a pitcher, okay? Right. Alex Bregman's not a shortstop. He was a shortstop in college, and it worked. He's now at third base. He cemented his place. He's a very good defensive shortstop with all his leg issues. And this is what I would say. Stop putting on so much bulk. Take off some of that weight muscle-wise and work on your flexibility. That's what you got to do. When these players put on bulk, Eric, they get injured. We've got – and can we put a bulletin out to the players? If you're hurt, can you please tell Dusty Baker that you're hurt? Can you please report it and not wait until after you go, oh, I had surgery, or I'll just try to play through it. Why don't
you go back and tell Chad Qualls that too?
Yeah. Oh, God, you had to bring up Chad Qualls. Oh, my God. I remember yelling Chad Qualls sucks at the top of my lungs, and everything went silent right as I'm yelling it, and everybody in Minute Maid Park heard it. So if you were there at that game, I'm sorry. I apologize.
But I was, yeah, Chad Qualls heard it. I was reading a website today while I was waiting for my son at choir, and they were saying, well, I don't think the Astros are going to – they're going to lose Carlos Correa to the Tigers, and I don't think that they're going to sign Trevor Story. So they're going to go with plan C, which is Andrelton Simmons for a one-year deal for $7.5 million. And that is just a stopgap until one of their young kids is ready to take over in 2023. So Simmons – last year he wasn't very good. He was 1.4 WAR. He's 32 years old. He batted 223. He's a great defensive player, but his bat is just not good. They made the point like, well, they carry Martin Maldonado on the roster, so they must not care about offense. Well, they carry Martin Maldonado on the roster because they have a dynamic offense to carry him. That's why.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, you've really got to know these numbers. Like, everyone's like, well, go get Eddie Rosario. Well, Eddie Rosario, if you look at his numbers historically, I've looked them up, he always heats up towards the end of the season. Who's to say that that's going to continue? That's a pattern that's going to continue. What's he going to give you the whole year? I think what he did in the playoffs was amazing for the Braves. He should be commended. He obviously won one of the MVP awards in that process, hit great. But that is the only time he hits. And right. You're not going to carry a guy on your roster all season just to wait till he gets to the playoffs. So
you know what you should do? You should listen to the Locked On Astros podcast all off season, because any new Astros news, we're going to talk about it, whether it's surgery, rumors, speculation, anything that happens, whether you like it or not, we're going to address it on the Locked On Astros podcast. And so keep on listening to Brett and I all off season, and we'll be back tomorrow with another podcast, and thank you for listening, and go and subscribe to us on YouTube. And while Johnny does some yoga for some reason,
and we'll talk. Flexibility.
Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and go Astros.